Well, I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We're the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Wild West.
That's right. It's ETF of the week time. And joining us now, Tom Lydon. And of course, with the holidays, well, we're moving the day because Tom normally here on Thursdays, but we're not going to let you miss the content because you get great stuff from Tom on this show each week. And beyond that, you get great stuff from Tom at ETF Trends. He is editor of ETF Trends. You can go online to ETFtrends.com for much more information on all things related to the ETF space. Beyond going to the website, you can follow them on Twitter at ETF Trends. Tom is at Tom Lydon. But right now, Tom is here. Tom, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Chuck. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas to you.
Yeah, and to you too. And let's give our audience a gift when we say our ETF of the week is...
the iShares Russell 2000 ETF, ticker IWM.
Ticker symbol IWM. It is the iShares Russell 2000 ETF. This is small caps, and small caps, they haven't exactly been in the market sweet spot for 2014. So what makes you say small caps now?
Well, that's part of the reason we're bringing it up, Chuck. You know, small caps are up about 3% year to date, where the S&P 500, for example, is up 10% more than that. Usually, when you go through a period where large caps outperform small caps dramatically, you see some type of mean reversion in the next year. So a couple things. As we're coming up on the end of the year and the average investor is rebalancing their portfolios, first and foremost, you want to make sure that you've got a small cap component. So there are a couple other fundamental aspects. Small caps PEs are actually more expensive at 19 versus the S&P that's at 17 right now. However, with the rally in large caps, the small cap premium really has declined. And then the other thing is small cap valuation premium, it's kind of now back in line with the historical norms. Since 1979, the Russell 2000 has outperformed the S&P 500 by 1% annually over that extended period of time. So with that in mind, I'm just bringing up, don't forget about small caps. I think a lot of people look at the Dow Jones Industrials, they look at the S&P 500, they look at the mutual funds that they own that are pretty much 95% correlated to the S&P 500, and the average investor somehow tends to forget the power of small caps. And with this ETF, which is the largest small cap ETF, IWM, it really is something that you can should consider as you're rebalancing and going into 2015.
Okay. So it is a rebalancing tool, something we might be looking at. Is it above the 200-day moving average? And since we're using it as a rebalancing tool, do we care? Or is this one of those cases where, hey, it's small caps, you should always have an allocation, so the 200-day moving average, not the big driver?
Well, I think for all investors, if it's a rebalance and an allocation, make sure you've got a good diversified balance between large cap, mid cap, and small cap. And if you're not sure, it's really easy to go on Morningstar or Yahoo Finance or something like that, plug in your mutual funds, plug in your ETFs, and it'll show you where your collective weight is. My guess is most people will be surprised that most of their holdings are in the large cap area. So number one, it's going to get you a little bit more rebalanced. Number two, if you got cash on the sidelines, you're feeling good about the market, and maybe you missed something, maybe you haven't missed the move in small cap, and January tends to be a month where the January effect kicks in and small caps historically outperform large cap stocks. So if you're looking for an opportunity, yes, the Russell 2000 is above its 200-day average, but not by a huge amount. So if you want to participate, great. Just use that as your sell point.
You know, we're also talking here as we get into the new year. And one of the things about small caps, if you're a technical analyst kind of guy, is that small caps typically experience a greater January effect than large caps. So would you expect a January bump? And if you get it and it's oversized, would you at some point take those chips off the table?
Absolutely. Unless, and this is what I think for the average investor, once you look at your portfolio and if you're really honest about it, I think you'll find that you've got a huge weighting in large cap and mid cap. I mean, historically, through surveys and through analytics of individual investors' portfolios, they tend to be underinvested in small cap stocks and underinvested in global stocks, which is a whole other story that we'll talk about in another week. But unfortunately, U.S. investors tend not to be as diversified as they should be. But the good thing is 2014 was a great year for the S&P 500.
Yeah, it was. And it could stay that way for a while. But again, long term, you want to have this allocation because long term, historically, in spite of the fact that small caps haven't been great, it's always that number that says, hey, it's going to wind up being that stocks in general return 10% over time historically, but small caps return 12%. And so you're really looking at this going, let's make the long term play, have the asset allocation.
You're right, Chuck. And everything usually reverts to its mean. And take that opportunity, if you have been overweight in large cap, as a holiday or a Christmas gift. Stick it in your stocking and enjoy it, but be better balanced in 2015.
So just a little bit of profit taking, but take some of those profits, put them to an area of the market maybe underserved and underloved, but also poised for good things. Now above its 200-day moving average, which is just a little bonus. It's the iShares Russell 2000 ETF, ticker symbol IWM, the ETF of the week from Tom Lydon. Tom, of course, is editor of ETF Trends. And if you want more information, ETFTrends.com, on Twitter, at ETF Trends, and Tom's personal Twitter, he's on at Tom Lydon. Tom, happy holidays. Thanks as always.
You too, Chuck.
And of course, we'll talk with you next week, Tom. But right now, we've got a lot more of Money Life left to go. So stick around. We're living the money life. And holidays or no, we're going to have more fun right after this message.